Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, August 26th, 2020. Yesterday morning, two banks were robbed in the city center. A spokeswoman for the Berlin police confirmed a robbery at a financial institution on Schöneberger Hauptstraße and Kudamm in Charlottenburg, occurring between 9 and 9:30 a.m. in, quote, close succession. The police responded with special task forces, or SEKs, who cordoned off large areas around the banks. A helicopter was also reported to be circling over the western part of the city. As of midday yesterday, the perpetrator or perpetrators were unidentified and on the run. The spokeswoman also announced that officials are examining whether there's a connection between the crimes and if money was obtained. No injuries were reported. As we previously reported on Berlin Briefing, only on August 4th there was an attempted bank robbery in Wilmersdorf in which investigators assume a total of five perpetrators, four of which attempted the robbery on Bundesplatz, while the fifth waited on the A100 with a getaway car. While a public call for witnesses brought the investigators several clues, the police are still searching for the accused. We'll have more information about the robberies as details emerge. As reported by the RBB, a man racially insulted children playing outside in Neukölln. Because he is said to have been holding a weapon-like object in his hand, a special task force, or SEK, was alerted and arrested him shortly after the incident. According to witnesses, the 57-year-old man allegedly verbally attacked the children from his balcony on Neckarstrasse around 2:30 p.m., and afterward emerged from his front door and ran screaming towards the children, when neighbors did intervene and called the police. The SEK was able to enter the man's apartment, subdued him, and transported him to the psychiatric ward of a hospital. In his apartment, police found a paintball gun, ornamental daggers and swords, and three small knives. The Berlin company Tier Mobility is now taking up the challenge to provide more safety on the roads. Tier Managing Director Lawrence Leuschner announced on Monday that on September 1st, their improved e-scooters will debut in the Finnish city of Tampere, and at the end of September, they'll arrive in Berlin. One new safety feature are turn signals or blinkers on the handlebars and rear fender, which are unusual on shared scooters. Last year, for example, the TUV Association had called for the mandatory installation of turn signals on scooters, but this has not yet become a legal requirement. According to the association, e-scooter drivers should keep their hands on the handlebars at all times to avoid falling. Unlike cyclists, it's therefore not advisable for scooter drivers to use their arm. Therefore, an automated turn signal is strongly recommended. Another safety highlight is a collapsible plastic helmet and hygienic hairnet packed in a box on the handlebars that can be opened with an app. The first integrated helmet solution in the industry, according to Leuschner. At the beginning of each rental process, the app automatically asks the user whether he or she wants to use the helmet. If they click yes, the program opens the box. The mint green helmet is certified, it should fit everyone, and it can be assembled in less than 3 minutes. The police union, or GDP, in Germany and other associations have repeatedly advocated the use of helmets on electric scooters to prevent serious head injuries in the event of a fall, though wearing a helmet is also not yet mandatory. Leuschner did not indicate how many of the new models will be produced. The company from Tiergarten, which grew rapidly as a startup, now employs 500 people. According to Leuschner, Tier is the leader in sales and market share in Europe. The fleet comprises 46,000 e-scooters in 70 cities and 9 countries, 2,000 of them in Berlin. Leuschner describes his company as an innovation leader and the most sustainable and safest operator in the industry because of the use of rechargeable batteries. and added that soon all TIER scooters will have them to ensure more sustainability. The company is also to set up a network of charging stations throughout Europe, starting in Finland, where users will then be able to charge batteries themselves. By the end of the year, such charging stations are also to be set up in Berlin. In the fight against organized crime in Berlin since 2017, some 9.6 million euros have flowed into the state treasury from confiscated illegal assets. According to the Senate Administration of Justice, this year alone, as of June 30th, just under 1.2 million euros have been confiscated, and in 2019, around 2 million euros was collected. In Germany, the law on the reform of criminal asset recovery has been in force since July 1st of 2017. It gives the state more possibilities to confiscate assets that have been collected through crime. In the tax office for tracing and criminal investigations, 13 forces were involved in the cases this year. In addition, a further commissioner's office for asset recovery is to be set up in the state criminal police office. Property that has been seized will be returned to the victims. If there are no known victims, however, the state treasury receives the money, including the revenue from real estate sales. The secured assets are then used for repayment of tax debts. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.